I just come to preach the hell out of you this morning. I just asked the question, what in hell do you want? Nobody in their right mind would have wound up in a place called hell.
I come today to share with you my personal testimony. My personal testimony. You may have never heard a testimony like this. So I want you to listen very carefully as I take my time to share with you this experience that I had in my life. It happened on February the 13th, 1971. It was on a Saturday morning at about 10 a.m. in the morning. I was in the military stationed overseas in Naples, Italy, with my family when I met Jesus Christ on my Damascus Road. I met Jesus on my Damascus Road like Saul, because his name was changed to Paul. I was also a disbeliever in the Christian circle, refusing the Lord Jesus Christ and condemning the Word of God. Paul met Jesus on Damascus Road. As he was heading to Jerusalem to persecute and to kill more Christians, Saul was struck by a bright light from heaven that rendered him blind. This was an act of God and from God because of his disobedience. This incident caused him to come to the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That incident also brought about a name change for him, indicating a rebirth, born again. Jesus asked Saul, Saul, why art thou persecuting me? And Saul said, who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus, whom you persecuted. His name was changed, and he was made an apostle by the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, if you don't know him, you could be also on your way to a burning hell if you don't know him. I too was in that condemnation of disbelief, rejection of Jesus, speaking evil against him and the church and against the Word of God. I was even at the point of declaring myself some kind of atheist. Didn't even really know what I was saying or talking about, because the devil had me wayward, speaking evil things about God and saying that there is no God. Again, influenced by Satan himself. On that fatal February the 13th, on Saturday morning around 10 a.m., I too was hit by light from heaven. I was struck down with over 240,000 volts of electricity from the apartment that I was living in with my family in Naples, Italy. I felt that devastating current going through my body. And at that very moment, my whole life passed before my heart and eyes. And I knew that I was dying, and just before death, I asked the Lord to spare my life. And I basically wasn't talking about my physical life, but my soul, my spiritual life. I wasn't talking about my physical life. I was asking God to save my soul. And when you make a sincere call to God, God knows the heart. He spared my life. He saved my soul that very day. But he still allowed me to go into death and get the example of what the torments of hell was all about. I died and I lifted up my eyes in the gates of hell. In this state of out-of-body experience, I was in a volcano-like atmosphere. And you can imagine the opening end of a volcano. As you look down into it, the red hot ash, the heat sensation. And my soul was slowly turning downward into the opening of this volcano. The lower I got, the hotter it became. The torment became greater and greater against my soul. There was a grinding, aching like pain against my soul that I felt. As I pleaded and begged the Lord to release me from this torment. It seemed that I was in this state for an eternity with no ending. I was suffering, going through this torment, weeping and gnashing. A person really can't tell you the feeling of what torment of hell is all about. I'm just giving you some examples of what I felt. But it was a great torment against my soul. And there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Like the rich man did in Luke 16, verses 19 through 31. It is a prime example in that chapter of Luke 16 that hell is a real place. Hell is a real place. And nobody in their right mind want to die and go to hell. There is other examples of scripture concerning hell and its reality. Luke 18, verse 18 through 27. Revelation 19, 20. St. Matthew 25, verses 41 through 46. Romans chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 4. The rich man wanted to repent after he went to hell. He wanted to be a witness for the Lord after he got to hell. But it was too late for the rich man to try to repent after lifting up his eyes in hell. It was simply too late to receive Jesus Christ as his own personal Lord and Savior. And the Lord delivered me from the pit of hell and allowed me to come back to life in the flesh. He had a mission for me. I lay there on my deathbed for over a year. And the minister of the gospel was delivered to me by the holy angel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the full gospel that Jesus preached. The old gospel was delivered to my spirit as I lay there, contemplating my life. And even in that state, trying to find a way out of the mission that God had called me to do. But I had no doubt what it was He wanted me to do. That was to get up and go share the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I said, I was still in that state trying to reject the call, as many of us do. But the call was overwhelming on my spirit and on my soul. I could not help but get up and go ye and share the good news of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the reason that you hear me today, consistently ministering the gospel of eternal salvation to a lost and dying world, by whatever means necessary, over the radio, internet, person to person, one-on-one, prison, juvenile hall, wherever we can go to share the good news and evangelism, God let us pray. And as I live today, I live to share the good news of eternal life. There's not many people that can testify about a life and death experience and then get up and tell about it years later. But if you choose to receive Jesus, if you receive Jesus Christ in your life, hell is not made for you. So I can ask the question, what in hell do you want? The only way you're going to go to hell, you have to die rejecting Jesus Christ. So I ask you the question again today, what in the hell do you want? The Bible said hell has enlarged itself, meaning that people are on a greater disobedient trend than ever before. They are rejecting and condemning and gesturing and talking about the Lord against the Lord and rejecting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And when they do that, the devil is on a warpath that will increase the occupants of hell. We're living in a time when people are turning their back and saying there is no God. The Bible is real. If hell is a real place, heaven is a real place. Why be disobedient? Why disobey God? Why reject His only Son, the only hope to glory? Why do that? Knowing that you are going to lift up your eyes in hell. Why do you want to live in disobedience when God have already sent His Son to die for you, that you can miss hell? Seek ye the Lord where He may be found. Seek Jesus where He may be found, that you will escape the jaws of hell. Seek Him today while the blood is still running warm in your veins. Seek Jesus today. Seek Him before it is too late. Like the rich man in Lazarus, once you get there, there is no way you can correct what has been done concerning your life after death. There is no way you can correct anything that was wrong after you get to hell. So you have to see Him today while He may be found. I hope we have said something to you in this testimonial that maybe have sparked you and quickened your spirit, woke you up out of this dead slump if you will seek the Lord today. There is none other hope. There is none other hope past Jesus Christ whereby you must be saved.
What in hell do you want? I just come to freak the hell out of you this morning. I just asked the question, what in hell do you want? Nobody in their right mind will wind up in a place called hell.
Here in the book of St. Luke, beginning at chapter 16, we're going to start reading for you at verse 19. Here Jesus was speaking concerning the rich man and Lazarus. In verse 19 he said, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared luxuriously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Verse 22, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angel unto Abraham's bosom, a resident to heaven. The rich man died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And I sent Lazarus that he may dip his finger in the water and cool my tongue. 31, and he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead. Here's the sermon for you. What in hell do you want?
These things are safe. Hell and heaven is a real place. When you lay down and die and you miss Jesus, that is a part of no return, and there is no hope. Then we too might wind up with our eyes lifting up in hell. Here in Luke 16, 19, verses 19 through 31, Jesus is speaking concerning the rich man and Lazarus, the beggar. It could have been just any old poor man, but met the same consequences. But Jesus chose to talk about the rich man for a specific reason. His God was his money. Now God has a multitude of Christians that is rich. But their focus is not on what God has blessed them with, but their focus is on Jesus, the one who gave them the riches. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times we let our riches guide us to destruction. See, Jesus said, don't seek after it because you'll walk away from it. You know, he told the truth. We get rich and all of a sudden we go on our own way. Won't see you no more in Sunday school. Won't see you no more in church. We don't let our money guide us, dictate to us. And God is not pleased in that. Honor and worship him and then enjoy all the dollars that he gives you. Amen. Keep your focus in right perspective. But hell is a real place. Let's pick it up here in verse 24. Verse 24 said, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may get the gift of his faith in water to cool and all. For I am tormented in this place. He's recognized some things too late. He's coming to the knowledge that there is a God. And the very man that he abused, he's begging God to let him come and help cool him down a little bit. Caught up in this place. Huh? Listen to the story. Verse 25. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is confronted, and thou shalt torment. Thou art tormented. In other words, Lazarus gets the joy of a troubled life here on earth, while that rich man enjoys the luxuries of life on earth. But now Lazarus is in a greater position of joy and prosperity than the rich man.
Do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? Did you know that there is no hope apart from Jesus? Did you know that you're on your way to a burning hell if you never receive and accept Christ Jesus as your only personal Savior? Did you know that he'd already covered all of your sins on Calvary's cross? Yes, he came and died for all of your mess, everything you've done, past, present, and future. Jesus have already covered it. He came to give us life, and we have that life more abundantly. It would be a shame to die and leave this world rejecting Jesus Christ, because you have to reject him. And if you don't receive him, you are rejecting him. He is the only hope of glory. He have already paid the cost for your eternal life. And all you have to do is say, Father, forgive me, a sinner. Come into my life and save me. And just believe what you're saying from the heart. All the thief on the cross said was, Father, remember me when you get to your kingdom. And Jesus looked and knew the man's heart and told him, this day you shall be with me in paradise. Jesus want to tell you the same thing. But first, you got to do like the thief. You got to humble yourself and accept him. Because once you receive him, he is your Father. May God continue to bless you is our prayer.
And who wants to go there? What in hell do you want? I just come to freak the hell out of you this morning. I just ask the question, what in hell do you want?